Seattle's Morning News. I thought we'd ask Michael Medved to come in as a longtime conservative talk show host, just to get your take, Michael, on the Michael Cohen testimony. And the strategy of the Republicans was to say, this guy is not just a lying liar. He is a lying liar who was convicted of telling lying lies, and therefore you can't believe him when he says he's not lying anymore. And the Democrats, of course, were trying to highlight all the Trump misdeeds that he apparently has evidence of. Is there anything that you heard yesterday that says this is going to lead to impeachment?
I think we knew it was going to lead to impeachment anyway. I mean, I think that was the Democratic strategy. I think the one thing that's most serious here, and I think it's interesting that in your introduction, Dave, you were making perhaps an unconscious reference to Al Franken's best-selling book called Lies and the Lying Liars That Tell Them. Now, I mention that because that's the big takeaway for me. As a conservative, I'm just feeling so embarrassed by the behavior of the Republicans on the committee.
Why?
Because Michael Cohen isn't the issue. He just isn't. The president of the United States is the issue. And I think back about Watergate is when John Dean was giving testimony on Watergate, there was plenty to go after with John Dean, but they didn't do it because it was serious. You were talking about a president of the United States, Alexander Butterworth, who
revealed the tapes.
Yeah, who came. Then nobody attacked him. It was not. It was a different atmosphere. And this idea that every single Republican seemed to be totally uninterested in ferreting out the truth of any of this, because what we're talking about here goes to the very center, it seems to me, of what Trump has always been most concerned about. The idea that his business empire was based on lies and fraud and deception.
Well, let me ask you, do you think for the diehard supporters, you're hearing anything that would change their minds about his character and his ability to continue as president?
It should change their minds. It should. Because when you have someone, one of the questions that no one asks, and it really should be up to one of the Republicans to ask, is why do you think, you acknowledge, Mr. Cohen, you're a failed attorney, disbarred attorney. Do you think that President Trump was aware of the way that you behaved and the way that you broke the law when you did it? And why do you think he continued to employ you? Mm-hmm. Because this is one of the things, the Republicans are so indignant in going after Cohen. He's the worst person in the world, and you're the lowest of the low. You're despicable. You're horrible. And with so much moral indignation against Michael Cohen, the question becomes, why until the day before yesterday was he one of President Trump's most intimate associates? Why would he select you?
That's a good point.
There's been a great deal of focus on, are they going to pursue impeachment? Is he going to be removed from office and impeached? I think it would be almost inconceivable that they would get the Senate votes to remove him from office. It seems to me, for the good of the country, the right thing to happen here is to have some kind of very high-level deal that would have to involve the president and the vice president and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the Republicans, a very high-level deal. He finishes out the term, but no campaign for re-election. A Trump campaign for re-election under these circumstances, can you imagine? This is all uncharted territory. He was accused of racism, of multiple felonies, credibly accused, because there is documentary evidence here to go along with Cohen's testimony. Cohen said that he heard the president in conversation, he says, behind his desk with Donald Jr., about the Trump Tower meeting.
Indicating he knew full well what was
going on. He knew that there was a meeting going on. Now, I think he's denied it, of course, that he knew nothing about this Trump Tower meeting, which has always been completely implausible. If President Trump knew that his son and his campaign manager and his son-in-law were all sitting down to meet with this representative of the Putin regime to, quote, get dirt on Hillary. Well, if that's not collusion, if that's not cooperation with the Russians, what does it take? I mean, what do you need?
So bottom line, Michael, you know a lot of the actors here.
I do.
You are in contact with some of them. Do you think there is going to be a powwow saying, in light of this testimony, how do we arrange a graceful exit?
No, because I don't think that's Trump. I think Trump probably fights to the very end.
I know that's not his choice.
Yeah.
So he would have to, what, run his own campaign again without party support?
Look, right now, he desperately needs the total loyalty of all Republicans. But I do think, because I do know some of the players here, for people of conscience, you don't want to spend your life or put your career on the line to basically defend hush money payments to porn stars. Am I right about this? There's no doubt after this testimony, nobody's questioning the idea that President Trump authorized these payments.
Yes, he wrote the check in the White House.
Yeah.
Presented to Cohen in the Oval Office. All right, suppose, how about this? Suppose President Trump comes back from North Korea with a verifiable denuclearization deal. And then after that, the president of China agrees to a dramatically improved trade deal that causes the stock market to soar. And suddenly everybody says, well, yeah, he ain't perfect, but he's making me rich.
Let's hope that your scenario is correct. I hope that the president comes back with a terrific agreement with North Korea and that he wins the Nobel Peace Prize. There's still a problem. If you are the chief magistrate, the top legal official, the president, believe it or not, is the top legal official in the country. The idea of being involved with no accountability to all of the public lies combined with the attacks on the media, at some point or another, for people on our side of things, on the Republican side of things, it has to be too much. I will tell you, my feeling here is watching Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows and some of the Republicans on that committee, who are all very well advertised as Christian conservatives, just basically treating this like a football game, you know, without any recognition that we have some accounting to do for corruption on our side. It's very sad. It's depressing to me.
Does he get a second term one way or the other?
I can say this. With every fiber of my being, I hope not. And even those people who are very strong supporters and great admirers of President Trump should just pause for a moment and think about, is this the fight we really want to have? And what are we fighting for by defending this very, very flawed chief executive?
Michael Medved from our sister station, KTTH.